A girl who was in state custody in Vermont was murdered in New York City earlier this year. Investigators since have linked her death to a prostitution ring of girls from Burlington who were seduced to New York City with drugs and money. Susan Hansen reports.
Small shops and cafes line the Church Street Marketplace in Burlington, Vermont. Teenagers hang out, talking and smoking. Some of them are what the state refers to as unmanageables. They've run from foster homes, treatment, and residential programs. 19-year-old Brandy Mitchell used to hang out here. Now she's incarcerated for heroin possession. Last year, her crowd of young girls met 25-year-old Jose Rodriguez, a New York City native who was in and out of Vermont's jails for violent crimes. The girls found him appealing.
When I met Jose, it was just like, wow. Because he drives a truck with TVs in it and VCRs and PlayStations and you know what I'm saying? So you're just like awed by him.
Rodriguez gave the girls drugs and money. Mitchell says in the last 2 years, all of her friends became addicted to heroin.
And then he invites you to a party after the club and it's like all the free alcohol and all the free drugs and anything you want, it's all yours.
Mitchell says Rodriguez began by taking the girls to New York City on shopping trips. Sometimes they'd stay for a week. After a while, they began working for him as part of an organized prostitution ring, and he wouldn't let them come back to Vermont. As investigations continue, it appears that nearly half of the 24 girls involved in the ring were runaways from state custody. 16-year-old Crystal Jean Jones was one of these girls. In her 4 years of state custody, she'd run away from over a dozen foster homes and other placements, often disappearing for months at a time. On January 3rd, Crystal Jones was found murdered in a Bronx apartment. Vermont Governor Howard Dean knew the Jones family and attended the funeral.
At the funeral, a bunch of girls who were Crystal's contemporaries surrounded me and started telling me these stories about what had been going on.
Governor Dean authorized an investigation to find out why no one had gone looking for Jones when she'd been gone for months. He's concluded that the police and social services weren't communicating well enough.
I think there were lots of people that knew little pieces of this story, but nobody was able to put it all together.
Vermont Social and Rehabilitative Services Commissioner William Young says no one at his agency knew anything about Crystal Jones' entanglement with prostitution until after her death.
What comes as a surprise to us, and I think everybody, was this Vermont, New York organized drug and prostitution ring. That's old hat in the big cities. But we have not seen that in Vermont.
Young says that Jones' caseworker did everything he was expected to do. Vermont caseworkers are not expected to hunt down runaways who've disappeared. Police are simply notified and pick them up if they see them. Burlington police say they got a tip last fall that there was prostitution going on, but that it was too vague to act on. But because many of the players involved with the prostitution ring were in and out of the state's penal and protective services, the Jones case has caused many Vermonters to question state agencies. Kathy Moroz co-chairs a board which is reviewing the Jones case.
I think for the general public, it's a huge loss of innocence because the general public likes to believe that the state child protection agency, if it's doing a good job, is keeping people safe.
Moroz says Vermont needs to build a lockup facility for unmanageable girls.
It has to be a containment situation, not punitive, but a place where girls can stay, where they can't successfully run away, and where they can be protected.
But Commissioner William Young doesn't agree.
So you can't just say, well, let's just lock them all up. You know, then we'll feel better because we're in control and we're controlling them. Do we think we should lock up children who haven't committed a crime? I don't. We don't lock up adults who haven't committed a crime.
Young says 75% of all children in Vermont state custody are now teenagers. They're coming of age at a time when heroin is relatively cheap, easy to find, and increasingly popular among young people. Burlington Free Press columnist Sam Hemingway.
This case, because of the way it did, peel the lid back on a side of Vermont that we really don't want to see. But we have to look at, because it's our own kids. It affects you in a very personal way.
Jose Rodriguez was arrested in New York in December and is still in jail. But no one has been arrested for Crystal Jones' murder. As investigations continue, many who are close to the case have been left to grapple with how her death could have been avoided. Vermonters have had to face the harsh reality that teenagers in their small, rural state face the same dangers as teens in other parts of the country. For NPR News, I'm Susan Hansen in Burlington, Vermont.